The IRS is investigating a data breach in which the agency says criminals were able to access the tax returns of more than 100,000 people. IRS Commissioner John Koskinen said yesterday that 15,000 fraudulent returns have now been filed so far, costing the IRS $50 million. And this is after the IRS struggled through another hack in 2013. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News joins us. And Jill, this recent hack was carried out using the IRS website. What happened?
So the IRS has this electronic platform called Get Transcript. It basically allows you to request tax returns and other filings from previous years. So what happened was that the IRS found a very large amount of activity on the Get Transcript platform, and it looks like information was stolen from 100,000 households. Now, the thing that's kind of weird about this breach, it's not as if someone broke into the IRS system and got someone's tax returns per se. They already had some information. They had social security numbers, dates of birth, and were going back to get old returns and old information, probably trying to do something for next year's tax filing season.
Well, let's cut right to the chase. What does this mean for consumers? What does this mean for the people whose information might have been hacked?
Well, it is terribly bad luck more than anything else. I mean, basically the IRS says they are going to inform anyone who was breached and they're going to give you free credit monitoring. That means we really have to be vigilant, right? It's such a pain in the neck, but you got to look for irregular activity on your credit card statements, and you've got to go to annualcreditreport.com every year and see if there's anything else that's floating around out there that looks suspicious. You should got to really hang on to those old tax returns as well.
Well, in the short term, does it mean anybody lost any money or is going to be getting some money from the IRS that they then have to give back? I mean, what does it mean practically?
Yeah, practically, I think that next tax filing season is going to be a precarious one for all of us because we now know that this is a major league scam. This is not one, you know, teenager sitting in a basement screwing around with the IRS website. This was pretty well organized. And what we now know is that fraudsters are out there trying to gather up our data to use it for nefarious reasons. We're not sure what just yet, but chances are this is all about filing a false tax return in order to get a refund diverted away from you and to some hard-to-trace debit card somewhere.
Well, this comes on top of questions about outside companies. TurboTax, Intuit makes the software for TurboTax and was sued by victims of identity theft who say the company didn't do enough to protect them. Now you've got the IRS. What to do there, though? Because everyone has to file taxes.
This is the awful part of being a consumer today, because I talk to security experts, I talk to consumer advocates, and you know what the answer is? Oh, well, you got to be careful. Oh my gosh, really? It's all on me now? And evidently it is, because what are we doing to prevent this? Yes, you've got to guard your financial information. You know, it's interesting, the security screen that the fraudsters got through, there was usually a question about, you know, what's your dog's name? So don't put all this stuff on social media. This is about you being vigilant, but it's also about, you know, sometimes you have bad luck and these things are going to happen. I should point out something very important here. As much as, you know, the IRS has really tried to beef up its security, you know, the IRS budget is down 10% from 2009. So the commissioner there is very hamstrung in terms of what he is able to do on pretty much diminishing dollars every year.
That's Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. Jill, thank you.
Great to be with you.
It's Here and Now.